Welcome to Your Home with Team Gale at Coldwell Banker Seacoast Advantage, the show for buyers, sellers, owners, and investors. We're here to give sage real estate advice and take your calls regarding buying, selling, and owning your home. Brought to you by Alpha Mortgage.
Good morning, everybody. This is Jack Gale with Team Gale at Coldwell Banker Seacoast Advantage. I hope everybody's doing well. In the studio this morning, I have Catherine Ruth. She also works at Seacoast Advantage, and Catherine is a relocation director for Coldwell Banker, and I'd like to introduce Catherine. Good morning.
Good morning, Port City. This is Catherine Ruth. As Jack said, I'm the relocation director at Coldwell Banker Seacoast Advantage.
And would you tell the audience, we're going to do something different. We haven't had a relocation person on before. And would you tell the audience what does a relocation director do?
Absolutely. I think most people think about relocation in the grandiose sense of international moves and national moves across the country. But there's actually our military that is moving across the nation. There's just everyday people who decide for whatever reason to move for personal retirement jobs. And so my job is to make sure that they get matched up with the best possible real estate agent here in our local area or across the nation.
Oh, cool. Cool. And, as far as, when you say across the nation, I mean, I know that there's a number of different companies that basically handle relocations. Can you tell the audience what that's all about?
Absolutely. Coldwell Banker Seacoast is lucky enough to be part of the Cartus Broker Network. It's a nationwide network of about 400 plus brokers in about 800 markets. So we receive referrals, is what they're called, from people who need real estate assistance. And then if people in our market need to buy or sell in other markets, we have these other 400 plus Cartus brokers that can help in that area. That's one of our affiliations. Cartus basically has clients, huge clients, like USAA Movers Advantage, Navy Federal Credit Union Realty Plus. They have their corporate business, which is GE, Verizon Wireless, JCPenney's. And then, like I said, they have your other 400-plus brokers that have connections with clients in their market. So it encompasses a large business segment.
Cool. And if anybody out there has any questions, feel free to give us a call at the studio. You can reach us here in the studio at 332-6390. We'd love to hear from you. Or if you have a real estate-related question that's not in regard to relocation, you can get a hold of a Team Gale agent at 910-541-1212. And they'd be love to be able to help you. And they're available Monday to Sunday about 8 a.m. to about 8 p.m. So give us a call. Okay. Matter of fact, I know I do referrals myself, and I've received referrals, and it's nice because one of the things that I found is that when you have a client that's here in our area, we're able to get them hooked up with another agent in another market that's able to help them. So, it's a lot smoother transition going from one location to another, both inside going out of town as well as coming into town.
Absolutely, Jack. What my job really is to allow our agents in our 10 office marketplace to be able to focus on their primary business, but just like you said, be able to service your client nationally. I keep saying nationally. We have done some transactions internationally. We've done Canada. We've done the Bermuda, Bahamas, a lot of stuff in the Caribbean. So we can do other places, but obviously national is our primary business.
Okay. And do the Seacoast agents have to be trained or have any kind of certifications?
Well, you should know this better than anyone. But yes, what happens are these companies, we talked about Cartus. Seacoast is lucky enough to be a preferred brokerage with other companies. There's a ton of third-party relocation companies, Serva, NEI Global. And all of these companies dictate a little bit about what criteria they want for their agents. Minimum transactions, minimum years in the business, just all sorts of things to make sure we have the best caliber of agents and that these people who are receiving assistance are going to work with an expert in the area.
Right. So basically you match them up, you know, as best you can.
Yes. I like to call our relocation department the eHarmony of real estate agents. So that's our whole job. We really try to practice what I call the agent matchmaking process. So.
And it does work. I mean, I know I've sent out folks to other areas, and it's worked out fairly well.
Yes.
Actually, we've got one company that we're working up in Nova Scotia for me.
Yes. See, so, you're participating in my international referrals.
Yeah. Another one on the list. But anyway, what does it mean, you know, as far as, you know, a seller? Why would a seller want to choose, say, Seacoast over another company? I'm not going to mention any names, but I mean, you know, I think there's an advantage to choosing Seacoast as a seller for that reason, that we've got a big relocation department and a big relocation network.
Absolutely. You know, when we have these criteria that we have to meet, you get the best caliber of agents, then they have to go through training on an annual basis. I think it is just constantly honing in the agent skills, about what the changes are in the market, the changes are in our whole society and the culture of real estate, what kind of communication they have to do. You know how it's changed so much over the years. And I think that constantly having the training and working with these different clients just provides a different experience. When we receive referrals in our marketplace for listing referrals, our agents have to usually go and compete with other firms. And because we're able to show our marketing presentation in such a good light and we have such great agent teams, I think that we usually not only secure the listing, but we also get it sold faster. And that's what people are really looking for.
Yeah. And the other thing, too, for, you know, the folks that are thinking about selling is, you know, with the relocation department, because we are connected with Cartus and some of these other companies, we do get a lot of inbound business as a result of that, and that's also a benefit to the client, whether it's an executive moving in or just, you know, just somebody that's being relocated, say for the Verizon network. It really works out well.
I think so, because you have someone, what I tell the actual clients is you have a checks and balances now. They're not just stuck with an agent and no one as a resource to help them. If they were, say, in Florida and we had matched them up with someone there and they just weren't having a good experience, now they can call me, they can call their referring agent, they can call someone else, and someone, you know, can be involved in their transaction. They're just not out there going through the yellow pages trying to find someone to help them.
Yeah. Yeah, I know that's really important, because a lot of times, you know, it's moving is, you know, can be stressful, and by, you know, placing your trust in somebody that's out there that you have some kind of relationship with and some knowledge of, you know, in that other market, that really makes a big difference.
Absolutely.
And I know when I have clients that are coming in that are coming through the relocation network, I mean, they feel a lot more comfortable, you know, coming in and working with somebody, because they have the faith that person has been trained, that is, you know, is somewhat knowledgeable about their background, and then also is very knowledgeable about the market in general here when they are coming in.
Absolutely. I think that what everyone tends to forget, unless you're actually in the middle of it, is that relocation is a very time-consuming and exhausting process for the people who are relocating. Whether you're just moving really even across the community, across the state, you know, you're picking up a whole household, you're, you know, changing jobs, you're changing schools, you're possibly changing financial institutions. It's just a huge process, and having a real estate agent that can understand what you're going through and make it as easy as possible for you is a huge relief, as one piece of the tiny puzzle that these transferees have to go through.
Right. And I know we've had some clients, and we've gotten a lot of repeat business because of, you know, having had successful transactions with other people. We've got a lot of military people that we work with, and they've referred other, you know, other folks that they work with on the base or wherever on the ship that they're coming off of, coming into town, saying, you know, geez, you know, work with, you know, the folks at Seacoast and Team Gale, because they're very good at what they do.
Right. And they're sensitive to what the military families are going through, or maybe someone's, you know, deployed. They're coming back stateside. That's a huge piece of the business, the military business in our northern offices is what I call them, the northern offices. Because everyone does forget. Obviously, we service Wilmington, but Team Gale knows more than anyone. I mean, we have 10 office locations throughout southeastern North Carolina. So you have our big military base. You have Wilmington as kind of the corporate hubbub. And then you have Brunswick County, which is more of a destination for people, individuals retiring. So,
yeah. So anyway, as far as going back to some of the companies that we work with, I mean, Cardis, how much of the relocation business does Cardis really control?
That's a good question. I talked a little bit about how many brokers comprise Cardis and how many marketplaces they're in. But Cardis in general, as a fact, is the largest network of brokerages in the nation. So it has so many huge clients. I'm sure you've seen the marketing specifically for USAA Movers Advantage, and they're really ramping up their market base. So I don't know how much of the market they control per se, but I know that their affiliates and their clients continue to get bigger because it is a trusted brand, and so hopefully the real estate needs will continue to grow with that.
I had heard, and if you know something different, I had heard at one time that they controlled about over 50% of the relocation market.
Oh, wow. I did not know. I do not know the actual, because it used to be, I've been in the business for a while. I used to know other companies like Acerva Relocation, NEI Global, and Cardis is almost dominated them pretty much by continuing to get new clients and good clients and clients that are moving and trusted, like I said, brands. So I wouldn't be surprised if it was 50% or more.
Yeah, yeah. But, you know, as far as relocation and, you know, how does that culture changed over the years?
Well, that's a great question. When I first kind of got into the business, it was all about corporate relocation. That was the time at the turn of the millennium when companies, big companies, Tyco Healthcare, Marriott, they were moving their corporate executives throughout the country. They were just subsidizing their moves. They were subsidizing when they went to a higher cost of living housing market. They were buying down the interest. It was really huge, and you didn't think about your average person who might be retiring, who might be moving closer to family, going off to school, and you certainly didn't think about the military, all the branches and all the places they go. So from the turn of the millennium, it was all corporate, and then, of course, kind of the recession hit a little bit, and all the corporate moves stopped. People did not move they didn't pay for their employees to move. They still had to move maybe to keep their job or to go to a different job, but no longer these huge relocation packages that encompassed a lot of benefits. So that changed, and even though we're finally getting to a place where, you know, unemployment's starting to go back down, I'm still not seeing these huge relocation packages offered by different companies. They might have some benefits, some housing assistance on the sales side, some housing assistance on the destination side, but it's totally ramped down. And now you're seeing a lot more families moving closer to friends, moving closer to other family members. You're seeing a lot more personal moves, I think, than you were before. And you're also seeing, or at least I am exposed to, what our military really has to go through and how often the military has to move. Everybody forgets about the government branches, but they probably move more than most corporate executives. I mean, every 3 or 4 years, whenever their orders change. So,
right. I know we've worked with a lot of folks over the years that have gone from, you know, from Jacksonville to San Diego or, you know, Hawaii or Japan or wherever.
Right.
And right now we've got some clients that are coming in, just relocated back here from Japan. So it's, you know, there is a lot of, you know, people that are moving around, and it's, you don't have to be an officer or a company executive to take advantage of working with some of these relocation companies. And the nice thing is that some of these companies, I know USIA, for instance, offers the anybody that's a member of USAA, they offer them some incentives to be working through USAA and the relocation network.
Exactly. That's really the benefit of being a preferred broker or being a member of Cardis or being a preferred broker for some of these other companies. When these relocation consultants or these real estate coordinators for USAA, for GE are telling their transferees, you're going to be set up with a preferred real estate company in your area, they are guaranteeing the services matches either the company that they work for or the USAA brand that they represent. And by the clients going through the program, not only are they getting guaranteed expertise and they're getting a, you know, set up and having someone involved in the process, but most of the times they're able to receive whatever benefits they're eligible for, whether it's a relocation package by working with the preferred real estate brokerage or whether it's some type of cash rebate that the affinity programs offer. So it's really beneficial to the clients, not just the real estate agents as well. They're actually receiving a benefit by working through Seacoast.
Yeah, and I know that does help. I mean, I know a lot of people that have taken advantage of that, and it's really worked out well for the client that is coming in, whether they're coming or moving out of town. It's really worked out well for them.
Absolutely.
If anybody out there has any questions for Catherine or me or any real estate-related questions, give us a call here at the studio at 332-6390. That's 332-6390, or you can get up with a Team Gale agent by dialing 910-541-1212. We'd love to hear from you. Okay, getting back to relocation. You know, I know over the years, about how many people does Coldwell Banker Seacoast see as coming in through the relocation network, I mean, in a year?
Well, I actually just conducted the training where we had to go through the amount of business we received through Cardis and then through the non-Cardis sources. So just in the 3 years that I've been with Seacoast, we started out in 2011 with only maybe 700 clients coming in. As of 2013, that was more like 1,100 clients, and that's just coming in. As far as what we saw as real estate assistance that we help for clients outside of our marketplace, it was still in the hundreds, not quite in the thousands yet. But I'm confident that all my agents are going to ramp up the referrals and be able to tell their clients they can help them in other markets too.
Okay, cool.
So
I know, you know, that's, and again, going back to that, that's a big thing that I can't stress enough. The folks at Coldwell Banker Seacoast, I mean, in the network that they have for bringing, you know, bringing this business in, and the sellers that are here in town that want to take advantage. I mean, that's a benefit of really working with a Seacoast agent. Hopefully, it'd be mostly be Team Gale, but there's you know 300 plus other Seacoast agents out there that are great folks, and being part of the relocation network that Cardis and USAA and Navy Fed have, it really is going to benefit them because we're going to see a lot more people coming in, and there's a lot more opportunity for those people to choose their home if they're working with Seacoast.
Absolutely. I think that knowledge is the key. The agents obviously have to ask the right questions. But if you are moving and you are either working for a company, moving with a company, or you are a member of some type of, you know, program like USAA or Navy Fed, I think you should disclose it right away to your agent and say, you know, I want to be with a certified real estate agent that knows this program, a certified company that works with these programs, which, of course, would be Seacoast. But I really think knowledge is the key. Just asking the right questions and the clients being upfront about it and letting them know, listen, I am going to Omaha with my company. You know, does your company participate in that? How am I going to get real estate assistance here and there?
Okay, yeah. And that makes a lot of sense. And, you know, that's something that's really a good benefit to everybody. You know, I know the clients that I have and that the team has had over the years, I mean, it's nice when we are able to help somebody that's part of that network. And the other thing, too, is that when you have somebody that is a member, there's a certain level of expertise and care that the agent and the team has to provide to the client, because everybody is graded. The company scored, as are the agents. And if you don't do a good job, I know Coldwell Banker Seacoast Advantage has attained the platinum level. How many?
Oh, yes, I forgot. That's the key to this whole conversation, Jack. I'm sorry. We keep talking about Cardis. But, yes, we have two, and Cardis is mine, were two entities. We are a broker in the Wilmington market, which encompasses Wilmington and South and Brunswick County. And then we are a broker in the Jacksonville market, which encompasses Hampstead and north up to Jacksonville. And for the past 3 years, we have received the highest level of service, which is platinum, and I call it double platinum, in both markets. It's a huge, not only honor, but it's a test to what our agents are doing with the business. You have to maintain, like you were saying, certain levels of service, not just, to get the business, but to maintain the business, and then there's surveys going out after the business. So it is a testament to what our agents are doing and the level of service they're providing, because that's how you get to the platinum status. So we are only one of 40 brokers throughout the whole Cardis network
That's not only Coldwell Banker. I mean, that's all real estate brokerages.
Yes, to be a part of the Cardis network, you don't have to. It's not all Coldwell Banker companies. It is what's called the Realogy franchise. So there's Century 21s, there's ERAs, there's Sotheby's, there's Better Homes and Gardens. So it's not just Coldwell Banker. No.
Okay. So I mean that is a big deal, and. You know, because you are graded, I mean, you can be asked to leave.
Yes. Right?
And some companies have been asked to leave. I know that have been able to maintain the service level that's required, to be in this part of the brokerage. That's important.
Right. You can't just say, oh, I want to join Cardis. I want to get, this new business. You have to perform and maintain the performance. Absolutely. And you are rewarded. If you get to platinum, you are rewarded. But you do have to maintain the level of service throughout. You can't just get in.
Right. And it's the same thing for the agents. I know there's some agents that have not performed, and that's, that's going to happen. I mean, you have some people that just can't maintain the level of expertise that is required, to be as part of the program.
And I do have clients ask me that. They ask if a particular agent is certified to work with USAA or to work with GE. So they really do want to know that they have, maintained the level of service and they're trained and they're certified. It's very important to the client.
And it's also how much business has that agent done. I mean, that's the other thing.
Absolutely.
Too, is that sometimes it really, they're not as particular, but if there's somebody that's been an executive, that they really want to place them with the right person.
Right.
You've been listening to Team Gale with Coldwell Banker Seacoast Advantage. We've got Catherine Ruth here with Coldwell Banker Seacoast Advantage Relocation Network. And if you have any real estate related questions, you can give us a call during the week or the weekend at 910-541-1212. And we've got an agent out there that would love to help you. Thank you very much, everybody, and I hope everybody has a great week.
Thank you.